There's several people that have prepared food to offer for the monastics, and this would be the time for you to go and do what you need to do, set up. And we'd like to invite all of you to come in at 11:30. Did you call it the Lion's Room? Oh, in here. Oh, great. Right where you are. We'll break in a few moments so that you can go to the toilet if you need. I think there will be a bell. The meal will be at 11:30, but before the meal, there's a traditional almsgiving. We, in this tradition, some of you may not know, we only eat what we're offered. So each day, it's not just today, every day. So when people bring food, we can't just help ourselves. We have a bowl that we eat out of, and this is a beautiful symbol of our commitment to discover the truth. We don't choose what the truth is. We just discover it. And so we don't choose what we eat. We just have our bowls empty, and into our bowls arrives the generosity of our supporters. We don't receive money in the bowl, just food. Often we will go to the village in Ontario, near where we live, and stand in the farmer's market, and people try to put money in our bowls. Our training is actually not to handle money at all. Our board, we have a committee of lay people who handle all of the running finances. But we ourselves don't personally touch money or get involved in the handling of it. So therefore, we only receive food. And that often touches people, and they think, oh, that's good to know. And then they come back with food. So we've lived like this. I've lived like this for almost 28 years. And my sisters to my right and left have each been living this way for five years and four? Three? Well,
yeah, couple years.
Even the Sister Ahimsa is a novice nun, but even the novices who come to train with us follow the same process of giving up control. So imagine if you had to stand in the market. But of course, we don't do that every day. Usually people come to the hermitage and they bring food. And those who are not fully ordained can receive the food, and if it's not cooked, they can cook it. But the fully ordained nuns, two of us, we cannot cook food or buy food for sure, or store it. So we show up every day and just receive what we're given. And this is a wonderful thing, to live purely from the kindness and generosity of others. Sister Ahimsa's daughter is sitting here, Allie, and she had the great joy of offering her mother her alms bowl when Sister Ahimsa was ordained. And we all cried. It was so beautiful. So, anyway, when we receive the alms food, then we will chant blessings. And these blessings are a way of expressing also our joy at this generous ocean that is rising up to support us and to share the blessings of this act of generosity and the receiving of it with all of you and with all beings everywhere. Wishing that no being has to go hungry. And of course we know that there are those who are hungry. So it makes us think more carefully and reflect on how we are living this life and whether or not we are worthy of these offerings. I can tell you from my own experience that the way that I hold the rule and the way that I hold my practice directly affects the way that I can receive the food without remorse. If I'm not living the life well, I don't feel comfortable receiving other people's generosity. And it's a real motivation to train, to practice well, to be generous to others. We can't buy gifts, but we give the gift of our commitment, of our love of the practice, our devotion to the path. That's how we consider, if we do that well, that can generate a field of merit, a field of generosity for others. So reflecting in that way, we chant, and then you can help yourselves. I'm sure, well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I think all of you have brought something to eat, so you can then help yourselves to your own. Your own meal. And may you eat mindfully, carefully, chewing, chewing, swallowing, and may you digest well also. So in just a few moments, we will be invited. We can't just show up. There will be a formal invitation, and then we will get our alms bowls and come. So please go ahead and be back here in about 10 minutes.